Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to another episode of the Perspective Matters podcast. I trust you had a good week and you're having an even better weekend. I know countries and cities around the world are moving through different phases of reopening and re-entry. If you can call it that, into society. I know most people are relieved and excited to be outside again and to take full advantage of the summer. Just want to encourage you to continue to stay safe, do what is necessary to protect your health and the health and well-being of others. We're living in interesting times. And I just want to be mindful, and I want us to be mindful as we try to make the best of what this time is offering us. So, welcome back to the outside. I know some of us still ventured out every now and then, and there are others who preferred not to. We're living in special times, let's just call it that. But nevertheless, we should remain grateful. I'm grateful. Each day brings with it new challenges and new opportunities to be better, do better, and discover something else about ourselves. So I hope each day you discover something new and fascinating about yourself, and one more layer is being peeled back, and you're really getting to the heart of who you are. And you actually like what you see and what is being revealed to you. And if you don't, then you might have some work to do. It won't always be easy, but like I said in last week's episode, it is such rewarding work and it requires a virtue that I'm going to be talking about in this week's episode. So the proverb I'm going to share with you this week is patient man, ride donkey. Patient man, ride donkey. And the translation is, a patient man rides the donkey. A patient man rides the donkey. The explanation is, it's customary that travelers who are in a great hurry would prefer to go by horse than by donkey. Now, the horse would have been the preferred method of transportation because the horse could gallop at terrific speeds for a sustained period. But the donkey, even though it's slower, would eventually get to its journey's end. So, similarly, in our lives, we must exercise great patience in order to achieve our goals. I felt it necessary to remind us of the importance of exercising patience in the pursuit of our goals. I know if we pause and reflect on the last 18 months, many of us, dare I say a great deal of us, would have been tried and tested, and our patience would have been pushed to the limit. January 2020, February 2020, the world had no idea what awaited it in March. Fast forward to March 2020, the world was thrust into a global pandemic, the likes of which we've never seen before. And that kind of experience required a lot from humanity. And one of those things that was asked of us was patience. Patience with our governments as they tried to figure out what was going on. Patience with each other as we tried to navigate what was becoming our new normal. So I'd like to think that none of us are strangers to patience. And patience is required for different aspects of our lives. But for this week, I want to focus a bit on patience in pursuit of our goals. Now, it's not always easy to remain patient while we work hard and strive to achieve our goals. And it's not made easy because of this plague that is on our society. And the plague I refer to is the microwave mentality, where we've been cultured to an extent to want things instantaneously. Now, different circles, different schools of thought, different industries will use the term instant gratification. And that is where the society is at right now. We want, we crave, we demand instant gratification. And I'm not above this instant gratification. I'm a proud Amazon Prime member. I've contributed to Jeff Bezos' bottom line. Because if I can't get it in 2 days, I don't want it. So, I am not talking from a place where I am above the instant gratification. Oh no, I'm right there with you. I am right there. So I felt it necessary to remind us that as we pursue our goals, patience is necessary because they will not manifest themselves overnight, in spite of what society would want us to believe. Not everything will happen instantaneously. An overnight success is actually a decade in the making, 2 decades in the making, 3 decades in the making. Lovey Ajayi, who I quoted last week, is a 15-year success in the making. Her seemingly overnight success is in fact 15 years in the making. She started her blog in 2003 when blogging was a fledgling way to express yourself online. Blogging was not as popular back then as it is now. She was one of the first users of Facebook. So her glow up would seem instantaneous. It would seem like something that occurred overnight. But the reality of it is, no, it was years in the making. It was hours, days, weeks, months, years of showing up, doing the work, being committed, being disciplined, staying focused. And that's what our dreams ask of us. And I don't know her intimately to say she never quit. If she did, she was right back on it. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you don't quit. I'm going to encourage you not to. Sometimes taking a break, taking a step back and walking away is the right thing to do. But if you feel drawn to your goals after walking away, then explore it. Maybe you need to come at it from a different approach, a different perspective, right? So while others may frown upon quitting, I'm not going to frown upon quitting because life happens and things happen and, you know, you have to take a break. Sometimes life will throw you a hard punch and knock you to the ground. You're on that mat and you are dazed and disoriented and you're being counted down. Sometimes you need to stay there. You're counted out. You get up off the mat. You go train harder. Train longer. Try again. For those of us who can get up during the count and finish, hats off to you. That takes a different kind of courage, resilience, persistence. Not everyone is built the same way. So I encourage you to focus on your own journey. Don't judge your success off other person's success and achievements. Don't compare yourselves to other people. Don't look at what is going on around you and say, so-and-so is the same age as me. They have this and this and this and I just have this. Mm-mm. Or I'm just this or just doing this. No, everybody's journey is different. All of us were given different goals, different dreams, or all of us have different goals and different dreams. So therefore, the journeys will never look the same. So don't rob yourselves of your own peace and your own joy by engaging in that wasteful practice of comparison. Comparison is the thief of all joy. So guard yourself against that thief, right? It's tempting to want things to happen right now. You want that sale right now. Want your business to be bringing X millions in revenue right now. Want to have X number of clients right now. You want to achieve this or achieve that right now. And when it doesn't happen, you get frustrated. And I'm here to encourage you to not get frustrated in the pursuit of your goals, but in fact to double down. Double down on what you're doing. And if you really are not satisfied with your results, then I would suggest you take stock of what it is that you're doing. Are your actions taking you one step closer to your goals, or are they moving you further from your goals? How committed are you to your goals? Are you just spewing words, or do you mean what you actually say? And you mean it because you're doing it, you're living it. Like we have this saying, don't talk about it, be about it. What are you doing? An honest conversation might be necessary. An honest and detailed inventory of your activities might be the thing you need to uncover what is keeping you and preventing you from achieving your goals. Is it your mindset? Are you constantly talking yourself out of taking the necessary steps to achieve your goals? What kind of habits and patterns do you have? Do you have good habits? Healthy, productive habits that will encourage and facilitate you working to achieve your dreams and goals? Or are your habits and patterns counterproductive to what you're trying to do? Only you know the answer to that. So sit with yourselves and ask, what am I doing that's preventing me from achieving the results that I desire? What can I do to achieve the results I desire? Remind yourself that you're also not in competition with anybody else. The only person you should be in competition with is yourself. Don't look to the left or to the right while you're on this journey called life. Don't be so caught up in what other people are doing. Don't be so concerned what others may or may not say about you. That's not your concern. When you get to a stage where you don't care what people think about you, what people say about you, especially when it comes to pursuing the goals and dreams you have for yourself, it unlocks a level of freedom that is almost inexplicable. And that is a wish I have for each and every one of you, that you get to a place where the opinions, the point of view, the perspective of other people when it comes to how you choose to live your life and how you approach your goals and dreams, that freedom, that's what I want for each of you. It's not something that comes overnight, trust me. But when you get to that level, man, you're unstoppable. You really are unstoppable. So let that be something that you commit to. We're in a new month, so let that be something you promise yourself that for the rest of July, let's just start with a month, right? For the rest of July, you are going to endeavor to not care so much about what people say or think about your goals and your dreams. You're not going to be so bothered by how long it's taking you to achieve your goals and your dreams. You're not going to be frustrated when you see other people achieving their goals and their dreams. In fact, it's going to excite you when you see other people achieving their goals and their dreams, because it means that you too can achieve your goals. You too can realize your dreams, because those people aren't made from a different substance, right? They're no more special than you are. So take that as encouragement. Let that be the fire that's lit within you to say, hey, after them no more than me. Them no more than me. So if them can do it, me can do it too. Right? That's my hope for you. I was starting with a month there. I have the rest of the year, but I find when you take on a lot, it brings with it overwhelm. So I'm not going to say for the rest of the year, let us do this. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So for the month of July, let's just focus on being patient with ourselves, especially giving ourselves the grace that we need to push through to achieve our goals and our dreams. And we're going to need it because there will be days when it's going to be harder to do the things that we need to do. It's going to be harder to take a step, to do an action. And on those days, beating yourself up is not what's needed. Self-compassion and grace is what you should extend to yourself. So that's what I want us to commit to. This microwave mentality, this instant gratification, let's just put that aside for this month. Let us work with delayed gratification. Let us work on focus, commitment, discipline. Y'all know my mantra because I've said it enough, but for those of you who are new, my thing is discipline trumps motivation all day, every day. Because the thing about motivation is it's tied to feelings. So today you feel highly motivated and you get up and you crush everything on your to-do list. And then the day after that, you're so demotivated. You couldn't care less about your to-do list. How does discipline overcome that? Whether or not you feel like doing it, you're gonna do it. You think those world-class athletes want to train every day? You think those high-performance professionals, high-performance people full stop wants to do what they do every day? No. Not necessarily, but the discipline that they've cultivated is so deeply entrenched in who they are and who they've become that even on days when they don't feel like it, they're going to do it. And that kind of behavior, that kind of mindset, that attitude does not come overnight. So my beautiful souls, thank you so much for listening. It was my absolute pleasure again to share with you this week. It is my hope that as you go through the rest of this month, you will commit to being patient in the pursuit of your goals. You will extend firstly to yourself grace and compassion, especially on the days when you need it most. You will recognize that discipline trumps motivation all day, every day. You will not succumb to the microwave mentality and yield to instant gratification. But instead, you will recognize the power that lies within delayed gratification. We have our old gospel song, the hotter the battle, the sweeter the victory. I hope your journey is nothing like a hot battle. But if it is, I pray the victory for you is sweet. Oh, so sweet. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening each week. Thank you for the shares. Thank you for your feedback. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy sharing with you, giving my perspective on different topics relating to personal development. Because if you're not learning and growing, you're dying. So I want us to learn and I want us to grow. So until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week. Bye.